I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions escalate between India and Pakistan following Tuesday's terror attack in the contested Kashmir region. John Bodaiti with Bibles for the World says at least 26 people were killed when gunmen opened fire in a popular tourist destination.
Most of them were Indian tourists, as well as a couple of foreign tourists from the UAE and Nepal.
Kashmir, a territory claimed by both India and Pakistan, has been a flashpoint for decades, but attacks on tourists have been rare. Christians are in the crosshairs whenever conflict arises between India's Hindu and Muslim populations. But this hostility doesn't stop believers from sharing the hope of Christ.
Pray that Christians who are in the region may be able to be salt and light and reach out during this time of national grief.
Then much of the world will pause this weekend to mourn the passing of Pope Francis, who died the day after Easter Sunday. We connected with Chris Ruge with Prayercast, a ministry that raises prayer in the global church for the lost. Whether or not you're among the more than 1.4 billion people in the Catholic Church today, Ruge invites you to pray about this change.
No one wants to see the gospel advance around the world more than God does. And so we pray for whoever is installed as the next pope, that person will be a key figure in leading a significant portion of God's church and shepherding that flock in a way that expands God's worship and his praise around the world.
There's more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.